The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Saturday morning. I'm Andy Brownell, and I am with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Saturday. It's almost spring, or it is feeling like spring.
It'll be another really busy day, but that's okay. I'm okay. I had a crappy head cold for a couple of days this week, but so much better. So I'm ready.
Okay. Well, last week on the show, we kind of ended it saying, oh, we didn't have time to do the market report. So I thought maybe we better find time for the market report.
All right. Let's start with it so we don't lose time. We'll take a look, see what's going on. So currently, there are 169 sales pending in the market overall, leaving 182 listings still available for sale. So that is a ratio of 48.1%. Of course, we take that 169 divided by the 351. So what does that mean? Okay, how many times? You tell me what it means, Andy. I think you know what 48.1%
is. It's a darn near balanced active market.
Exactly. So currently our inventory is described as an active market. You're a good student. Taking a closer look, we notice that the 300 to 400K price range has a relatively large number of contracts pending, of course, because they're the most popular, right? We also notice that same price range, 300 to 400, has a relatively large inventory at 37 listings. So we have 37 available. Now we have, we're just a week out from match. And so the day that the residents match, those will all be gone. I mean, that is a hot, hot market. We actually have some residents. I've seen a couple offers come across that say, we'll buy the house for this price, close on this day, contingent upon us matching at Mayo. Now I've had two come across my listings last weekend, but both of those were in multiple offers. So, of course, the sellers didn't feel right. That was a bigger risk than they wanted to take. Now, had there not been multiple offers, there'd have been no reason not to take it. But because it's like, well, that's just a crapshoot. If they don't match, then we've passed up on other good offers, right? But they'll be here. They'll know they've matched. I believe match day is the 15th. So they will know they matched, and then believe me, that Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th and the following week, all those 37 and any that come on between now and then will be snatched up. I can
tell you
that.
How many residents normally come here? But then you also have those leaving too at the same time.
And so then there'll be some more houses coming on the market. And I usually know that number, like specifically to the year. And I don't know how many residencies we have this year, but it's usually, you know, a couple of hundred people, because there's also fellowships. There's also, physicians that come for like a year of specialty training. So there's a lot of influx and change right at these couple of months. They're coming and going end of June, beginning of July. So they're for the houses now, right?
I bet that's kind of exciting, though. I mean,
it's fun. It's really fun. But after last Saturday morning when we met, oh my gosh, it was such a busy day. I had a new buyer from Mankato that I met at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we went out and looked at four or five houses. She was exactly in that price range between 300 and 400. We went to a couple of open houses that we wanted to see that were on our list. One of them had like 30 pair of shoes in the entryway. And I mean, there were a lot of people out in full forces. We did find her a house, and it was a really good one. And it was in Kutski Park, and it was right down on 4th Street backing up to the park. She's so excited. We did not have to get into multiple offers. We actually, she was excited. But then after that, so I met her at, 10 o'clock, 10:30, went and looked at houses. Then she stopped for lunch with her friend to talk about which house she wanted to make an offer on. I left and went to a listing appointment, came back to the office, and met up with her, wrote her offer, got her offer accepted. Then I had multiple offers on three different listings. We had six offers on one. We had three offers on one, and we had two offers on one. So we got three listings that had come on the market on Friday, sold on Saturday. So I think I ended up working till 7:30 last Saturday night. Those were really busy. And then I
went a little sounds closer. Like it. Holy cow.
So no wonder that on Monday I ended up with a head cold. But yeah, so when you say exciting, it really is. I mean, it's busy and a lot, but it's just like an adrenaline rush for me. I'm like, here I am 24 years in the business and still super excited to work a 10-hour day on a Saturday. But I love it. Love every minute of it. So
well, nice. The buyer, to have that buyer come in, you meet with her at 10 o'clock in the morning. By the end of the afternoon, you have a house.
She's so pumped, especially in that price range. And she's starting at Mayo. Well, she already works at Mayo in Mankato, but she's transferring. And she was so excited about walkability. Everything on her list that she wanted, she got. And what was actually really fun is the house itself reminded her so much of the house she grew up in. So she's pumped. And yeah, it just makes for a fun day. It was really good. And we had three super excited sellers at the end of the day. So, you know, other days are harder. You know, on Sunday, one of my townhomes that I sold, I heard from the agent that the inspection came back and she was worried about the age of the furnace and this, that. So she walked away. So, you know, there's the ups and the downs. It's fun to call your sellers with good news. It's not that much fun to call with, oh, sorry to tell you, but the buyers changed their mind. You know, it's all part of the game.
Okay, so that, I mean, I know we're talking about the market report, but now.
Yeah, I'll get back to it. But I mean, that's
okay, but so the townhome.
It's an active report.
Okay, but
it's an active market. It's an active market.
So, but the townhome with the old furnace, because I take it that's what the report came in. It's a furnace that, who knows, it might have 2 years, it might have 5 years.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
If you're the seller in that situation, would you consider it worthwhile to put in the new furnace, or do you have that just kind of built into the cost of the price?
Yes, I feel like I did price it accordingly. And truthfully, let me tell you, in Minnesota, and then we're getting a little bit off topic, but this is an important thing for listeners to understand. When you write an offer contingent upon an inspection, okay? So if I say, okay, this is contingent upon inspection, and now I've done the inspection, and oh, lo and behold, I discover the water softener is not working at all. It's full of hardened salt, and the water tested hard. So I'm walking away because I don't want to invest in a new water softener. I have every right to do that, and I get my earnest money back because I wrote the offer contingent upon that inspection. In some states, and I will say Wisconsin is one of them, the seller automatically has the right to remedy the problem. So the seller can say, listen, we will replace the water softener and let's keep this deal moving. In Minnesota, sadly, you could write the offer contingent upon this inspection and then find something you like better that comes on the market and say, and I did my inspection and I didn't realize that those blinds were bent up in the bedroom, or I didn't realize the bathroom was painted pink. I mean, you don't have to, basically what I'm getting to, you don't have to have a reason. Is it the ethical thing to do? Well, not in my opinion. And I would certainly never advise my clients to use an inspection as a way to get out of a contract because they've changed their mind. But does it happen? Yes. And is it legal? Yes. So even though I said exactly that to the agent, the seller is willing to discount their price. I mean, they're elderly, they're out of state, they don't want to deal with putting in a new furnace, but the seller's willing to discount the price to accommodate for a new furnace. And she said, okay, let me talk to the buyer. And then she said, nope, she wants to walk away.
Okay.
So it could just be buyer's remorse. It could be she found something different. I don't know. But that inspection report does let her get out. Am I worried? No. Is that townhome going to sell? We didn't quite put it right back on the market. I decided since the sellers had moved out and everything to have the carpet cleaned, to have some things done and, you know, whatever. But and to have the furnace inspected, those kind of things. So when I come back on the market, I know exactly what we're dealing with.
All right. We have to take a break already. Holy cow. Okay. We'll return in a moment. with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.3. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and we got distracted. Let's get back to the market report.
All right, back to the market. Right now, today, the median list price or asking price in the market is $426,000. Okay, so that number just keeps creeping up, doesn't it?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. I believe it was $416,000 the last time you did a report.
Yeah. And, you know,
number serves me right.
People keep saying to me, I can't wait till these interest rates go down. Well, I hate to say it, but as they go down, prices are going to continue to go up. At the end of the day, your payments aren't going to probably be much different. So don't wait. Don't let that hold you back. All right. A total of 692 contracts have closed in the last 6 months. And the median sale price of those properties that have closed was $305,000. Okay. So we had more $200,000 to $300,000 houses available. And so that's the difference, the discrepancy in the numbers. And that's why those are sold and we have these available. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So also at the same time, there were 140 listings that failed to sell in the last 6 months. And when you ask me why that is, there's a couple of reasons. Sometimes people, and I had this happen to me two times, I had two offers accepted contingent on the sale of my seller's home. And then both times the sellers, another offer came along and bumped their contingent offer. So then the sellers decided not to sell their home because they're like, well, where am I going to live if I sell
right.
my home? So, you know, there's a lot of different factors that go into that. Sometimes people try to sell a house. They don't get what they particularly want or need out of it to meet their needs. So they decide it doesn't make sense for us to sell. So it's just different reasons why some houses go on the market and don't sell and end up being taken off the market.
Some people just go out there fishing too, right?
And they're overpriced.
The waters.
Absolutely. If I can get this much, I'll sell it. If not, I'm not. Those are not the listings that I deal with. I tell people, I really am serious about selling your house. If you're serious about selling your house, let's do it. If you're just, you know, gonna put it on for $30,000 more than it should sell for just to see what happens, I'm not your girl.
I wouldn't want to be either.
Yeah, it's not a game. This is serious business. And things are worth what they want. And you know me, people say it, but I really want. Well, it's awesome to want. But what I can tell you is we will help you sell your house for the absolute top dollar it's going to bring. And it's not going to bring above that. And no matter how bad you want it. I mean, that's just the way it is. I sound kind of harsh, but I'm a realist. Active listings have been on the market for a median of 37 days. Okay. And of those that sold, those three that at the median price of 305, they were on the market 24 days. Again, the lower the price, the faster it sells. Also, the recent history of sales can be seen. Well, we have two charts that show you can't see them, but I can see them, that the median sold price in the last 30 days was $295,000. With days on market of 30 days. So these stats, we can break them down week by week, month by month, price point by price point, which is interesting because when somebody calls me to say, you know, what's the chances of my house selling? How much is it going to sell for? How many days is it going to take on the market? I'm not picking a number out of the sky and I'm not guessing. I'm using this data to show them exactly what's happening, right? So it's all very fact-based information. Let's take a look at, okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I believe that I was listening to you and thinking hard that the average days on market for the first time in a long time actually came a little bit shorter.
Right, yep. The median list to sales ratio right now is 98.6%. So if you put your house on the market, don't expect that you're going to have to take a low ball offer. We're not in that market. As long as you have it priced right, right? You have it priced right. Yeah. Expect to sell it very close to the list price, maybe a little bit over, maybe a little bit under, but the average is 98.6% of that list price, which is a pretty darn solid number.
And once again, a balanced active market.
Very balanced active market. And analysis of the absorption rate, this comes to your point about lower days on the market. Our inventory right now is about 1.6 months based on the last 6 months of sales. And again, that means if nothing else gets listed in 1.6 months, or let's call it 6 weeks in a day, we'd run out of house. We'd run out of houses to sell. So we don't want that. So if you're listening and you're thinking about even remotely thinking about putting your house on the market and getting it sold, please call me. Please call me. Because inventory is what we're after right now. Inventory is what we need. As you can tell by the story I told you about my listings last weekend. Actually, we have one that came on the market yesterday that's going to sell today. Yesterday, it had 12 showings out in Dodge Center. So, I mean, it's hot market everywhere.
I guess, yeah.
It's lovely, lovely. All right, so what do we have? I told you we had 100, what did I say? Jeepers, creepers.
About 160, wasn't it?
182 for sale.
Oh,
182
yeah.
For sale. Yeah, so below 100,000, there's two. Between 100 and 200, we've got 16. Between 200 and 300, we have 32.
There we go.
Between 300 and 400, I already said this number, we have 37. Between 400 and 500, there are 20. Between 500 and 600, 17. Between 600 and 700, we have 8. Between 700 and 800, we have 11. Between 800 and 900, we have 11. Between 900 and a million, we have 6. And then I'll just tell you, over a million, all the way up to 1,000,004, we have 7, 14, 16, 18, 21. So 21 houses over a million actively. So that's 182. Yeah, and those days on the market, average days on the market have been 141, 89, 152, 100. And between 100 and 1,000,001, the average days on the market has only been 5. But, you know, it just depends on, again, sometimes I'll list a house and I'll show it before I list it and find, you know, I know who's exactly looking for this house, right?
Oh, sure. Okay.
And then the days on market becomes zero because it's like, okay, I show it to them and then it's sold. So the only price ranges that we have a lot of extra inventory is that $1,000,000 and up. So like we have 24 months worth, 14 months worth, 12 months worth. So a lot. Other than that, between 700 and 800, we have 5 months worth. But jeepers, if you look at, 200 to 300, we have a month's worth of supply. 300 to 400, we have a half a month's worth of supply. A month and 1.4, 1.5, 2 months worth. So pretty much in every other price range, we've got more buyers than we have sellers or a really balanced amount. List it, sell it, list it, sell it, list it, sell it.
Who would have thought that you would have just about 20 homes worth more than $1,000,000 for sale in the Rochester area. Yeah, that number just blows my mind.
It's crazy. It is crazy how expensive some of those homes are. And I mean, you can't even come close to replacing them because, you know, we all know what's happened to building costs.
Yeah.
How expensive that is. So, I mean, it's just the way it is. And I'll never forget the first time I sold a $1,000,000 house in Rochester. Well, in Rochester is the only place I've ever sold a $1,000,000 house. But that's a lie. I sold one up on Forest Lake. But in Rochester, the first time I ever sold a $1,000,000 house was in 2002. And I know that because it was right before my 40th birthday. And I was so excited. But I remember that buyer looking me in the eye and saying, please tell me I am not crazy for spending $1 million on a house in Rochester, Minnesota. And I said, it's just the start of what's to come. And since then, that same buyer has bought two more properties with me, well over $1 million, and says, boy, oh boy, I made such a great investment back in the day. But, you know, he had to have that trust in me. He had to have the guidance. And again, it wasn't my opinion. It was data that I could show him, you know?
Sure. Okay.
State is a great investment, always has been, and always will be, as long as you're
the bank account you can live in.
There you go.
Okay, we'll take our break. Back in a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results here at Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9
Fresh Daily.
To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's Newstalk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Saturday morning, of course, with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And Robin, during the break, you clued me in to a new scam. It's probably not new, but it's refined because of what's going on with this artificial intelligence advancements. The deep fakes where they can use your face or your voice to
leave a voice message on a phone.
And
trick you. It's scary. It's really scary. So for several years now, we've been including a form in our paperwork with our clients, both with buyers and sellers, warning them of wire fraud. Because for several years, there have been scammers that will find out somehow that there's a real estate transaction in place. And it's probably as simple as the property's for sale, the property went pending, you know, whatever. So they find out and they get a hold of the sellers, say, and say, oh, this is the closing company. We need your bank account so we can wire your proceeds. You know, so some pretty elementary stuff still made for millions and millions of dollars worth of fraud. So we started to have this like warning label, basically. It's a full 8x11 sheet with a big warning sign with a red thing that says, you know, attention, be warned about wire fraud. And so it's more of a conversation starter. So we can say, now, if anybody reaches out to you and asks you for a bank account number, a social security number, make darn sure that it's the closing company that we're working with that I've already made the introduction to, or that it's me, or that it's one of my assistants who you already know. But I mean, do not be super, super careful. And so that really helped a lot. But now with this artificial intelligence and these deep fakes, they can use my voice or use my email or my phone number. They can make things look so real that these fraud numbers are really scary. These wire fraud numbers they're scary. Okay.
So the way to resolve that would be if you get one of these calls and it still sounds like you and your cell phone says it's coming from you, take the phone number that's in your contacts and call you.
Yeah. I've actually gotten to the point where I tell people, you call me back and say, Robin, you know, supposedly I got a call from Tanya at the title company. Is this legit? I say, let me check. I call Tanya or I walk over to Tanya and say, did you call Mary and ask her? Yes, I did. Okay, great. Or no, I absolutely did not. So we're just taking like several layers and doing as much as we can at our in-person appointments. It's not always the easiest way, especially if people are out of state. But when we can't do it that way, we're just taking extra caution. And I would recommend that everybody does, because I read some pretty scary statistics. It said 60% of consumers say that they have received little to no education about this real estate wire fraud from their agent, from their title agency, from their attorney. And that these were responses in a survey of 650 consumers who recently bought or sold a house. So, I mean, that's crazy, because we're the pros. And if we're not educating the consumers, shame on us. This is a serious problem and we need to take it seriously. and we need to address it accordingly, because scams are rising like 1 in 4. It's really crazy. More than 1 in 20 consumers became victims last year, and the median amount that they lost exceeded $70,000. Whether that was a buyer whose down payment was stolen or a seller's whose net proceeds went somewhere else fraudulently. So we really got to be careful. So if I'm not your realtor and you're working with somebody else, just please make sure that you're being educated about the chances of wire fraud and how it can show up and what it can look like, and absolutely positively avoid that, because nobody wants their hard-earned money to go into the hands of somebody else, which is almost next to impossible to get back. I mean,
oh my gosh, no. Well, odds are they're in Russia or someplace else.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
All right. So
we only have to turn back our clocks this weekend.
No, that's right. It is this weekend already. I'm one looks forward to it. So.
Yeah, spring ahead. Spring ahead. So yes, and it's going to stay lighter later. That just means I'm going to be able to work more hours in a day, because we can always build more houses the later it stays lighter. But hey, I'm pumped. Can you tell? I'm ready for the spring market. Bring it on.
Okay, I know we only have a minute or two left. Do you have any listings you want to cover quickly?
Okay, well, let's see if there's anything hot here. A lot of these we've talked about. I don't have a lot of new ones. The ones I had new last week sold.
They're going fast. Yeah.
407 8th Street in Dodge Center. That'll be sold by the end of the day. We do have a little townhome, a little condo up on Connor Circle. This would be great for somebody incoming. It's a two-bed, two-bath, built in 1989, but great little, so handy, great location.
2599. There you go.
Yep. I've got some new construction, 5 new construction houses next to each other in Wabasha. And boy, oh boy, you can get a lot for your money. It's 1,076 square feet on each level. The top level, of course, is completely finished with 2 beds and a bath and living room, kitchen, all that. The lower level is going to have a 3rd bed and a 2nd bath completely finished. And so you're going to get 0.83 acres, which is a nice little piece of property, brand new construction,
399. Wow. So,
$399. I'm super pumped about that.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we've got those new townhomes still over on Supala Court. Those should be great for the residents. And then I've got the one 2301 Coral Court Northeast. I don't know. I guess that one in Preston sold. That's great. Yeah, I think that's about all I have
for you.
But hopefully I'll have some new ones after the show, because I seem to get calls from people that say, I heard you on the radio. Would you like to come and take a look at my house? And yes, the answer is yes. I'll tell you that right now. I would love to.
And the number that they need to call.
Yes, please. Call my cell phone, 507-259-4926. And I honestly, truly look forward to your call.
All right, Robin, thank you again. And I look forward to checking in next week, see how the match day went.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.